Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our catechumens will remember, I hope, that in our catechesis, we listed many of the ways that the Bible pictures the Christian church. We talked about the church being pictured as a house or a temple of living stones based on the foundation of the prophets and apostles, with Christ being the chief cornerstone. We also talked about the church being the body of Christ, Jesus being the head of the body. The church is the bride of Christ. The church is the mother of every Christian, whose womb is the baptismal font through which every Christian is born from above or born again. Today's rite of confirmation is simply another celebration of holy baptism and of the church. Here's another picture the Bible uses. The church is a flock of sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd leading his flock. This picture Jesus draws for us with his own words. Today, Christ still shepherds his flock through his word, preached by his under-shepherds, the word for shepherd in Latin being the title we use in English, pastor. And these are all vocabulary words that our catechumens have learned, I trust. This Sunday is typically known as Good Shepherd Sunday, and that theme has been hit home via the gospel reading today, where Jesus says of himself, "I am the good shepherd," and our hymn based on the 23rd Psalm that was just sung. Now, many picture Jesus being the good shepherd in a lovely, serene picture of Jesus in the meadow with the trees and the grass and the babbling brook, and he's feeding or carrying his cute little lambs, and I even have such a picture in my study right now on my wall. That's what we call good. Jesus is nice to us. He's kind to us. He loves us. He's not mean or bad to us. And those things are very true, of course, about Jesus, but there is more to the good shepherd doing that work than being a pleasant person. Shepherding was not such a pleasant, serene, clean job. It was a dirty, demanding, and even dangerous job. Shepherds were among the lowest on the social ladder at the time of Jesus, because the shepherd gets himself involved with messy, stubborn sheep who go astray, get lost. There are thieves that come to steal and kill and destroy, hired hands who don't care, wolves looking to devour. A real shepherd, a truly good one, goes to every length to save and preserve his flock, even to give his life for the flock. The goodness of the good shepherd is about the steadfast love of the one true God, the great I Am, and Jesus uses the divine name to self-identify when he says, "I am the good shepherd." Wrapped up in that name is his entire reputation. All his work is done in faithfulness. All his work is done out of his steadfast, never-ending love for you. What are the works of the good shepherd? By his word, the heavens were made, and by his breath come about all the heavenly host. He speaks, and it all comes to be. He commands, and it all stands firm, says the psalmist. The good shepherd has created, given life itself, and reading the story of God's people in the prophetic and apostolic scriptures, he is the one who has always cared, always loved, always sought righteousness and justice for us, always been there for his people, always has been good to his word, the word of the good shepherd of the Lord. It's upright. He is upright, straight. He's always able to be trusted. As opposed to everyone else's words and works, councils of the nations and their leaders are not upright. They are nothing before the shepherd. Before him, all plans are frustrated. His counsel and his plans stand alone forever. Kings are not saved by their great armies, say the psalmist. The strongest warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope. It cannot rescue. Trust not in princes, they are but mortal. Earthborn they are, and soon decay. Vain are their counsels at life's last portal, when the dark grave engulfs its prey. Then there's our sinful flesh. Left to our own sin-sick hearts and minds, we let God and our neighbor down all the time. All of our promises and plans and counsels so often fail ourselves and others, doing much harm and hurt. We so easily go astray contrary to the will of God, as he has taught us in the Ten Commandments. That's why we are sheep in need of a good shepherd, and that's why being a shepherd is not so serene It can be downright dangerous. Sheep stray after false voices and hunt after the junk food of false doctrine. We so easily seek after that which is harmful, straying from God's trustworthy word, excusing, justifying our sin, and seeking to wallow in that sin. The thieves and wolves and hired hands attack, and we sheep seem even to invite it and seek after it. The world and our sinful flesh, masks of the devil, the thief and wolf of them all, make sin seem all so good. We warn our catechumens about devouring even a little false doctrine, even putting up with a little sin. It is like drinking the water straight out of the Wabash without treatment. You might live for a while, you will get sick, and it will eventually kill you and kill you eternally. Do not read the books and listen to the sermons and teachings of those who deny any or all of Scripture. This includes those who preach from the movie and the television screen, too. Christians are to mark and avoid that which is of the false voice of the devil. But we do have a voice to trust in and listen to in these latter days. God speaks to us through His Son. He says today, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." This good shepherd is noble, upright, and this kind of goodness in ancient Greek society was used to describe gentlemen of good standing in the community, honest, upright citizens who did their duty, who kept their household in order, a person to be trusted in the community, a person you would want to know, a person whose voice is known and can be depended upon now and always. That's good or noble or wonderful. And Jesus is good, noble, and wonderful because He has created, known, saved, and even given of Himself for the flock. Good to His word given through the prophets of old, God chose to send His only begotten Son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under that law, as He promised to do from the beginning when our first parents fell to sin, and to get down, and He came to get down and do the dirty job of redeeming those who were no good, the stinking, sinful flock of straying and lost sheep. The Apostle Peter put it this way, "He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but you have now been returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." God's Son did the dirty, demanding, dangerous, demeaning, humiliating job, and He did it well, did it rightly, did it to the very death on the cross, laying down His life freely, did it for the sake of giving you and every sinner something not deserved, the righteousness and justice that He loves. He took that life back up on the third day, justifying the flock, becoming the one good shepherd who now rules His church, shepherds and oversees His flock, gathered from the four corners of the earth. This good shepherd and overseer of souls calls together His one flock of the one God and Father of us all, uniting us in one baptism under His saving name, enlightening us with His saving and life-giving word, making us holy even as He is holy. This work He has done for you, Juniper and Noah, confirmed today, and He will continue to do this for you throughout your lives, in this temporal earthly pilgrimage through this valley of the shadow of death. Jesus prepares a table even in the presence of your enemies, an overflowing cup of His forgiveness to heal you and restore your soul. His own body and blood given and shed for the life of the flock, given for your life. We thank and praise God who has brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, who is in the world seeking the lost, seeking the harassed and helpless, seeking to gather all together into His one flock, under His one voice. He is your more than good shepherd, by the blood that He shed to redeem and purchase the flock, to redeem and purchase you. God grant that we listen to His saving, trustworthy voice and follow Him through death and grave unto life everlasting, where on the great last day we will see that one flock and the one good shepherd in all His glory with our own eyes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.